Bezras Hashem Yisbarach, today's daf is Zayin in Meseches Nedarim. Our daf is going to continue on the topic of Yados and is going to discuss the concept, just like we had at the end of Vav Amud Beis, the Gemara applying the concept of Yad and asking whether it applies to Kiddushin, whether it applies to Peah. Our daf is going to discuss whether Yad applies to Tzedakah. And that will be most of the discussion on Zayin Amud Aleph. And we're going to get involved with different halachos of tzedakah as well as hazmana. Hazmana being designation of something for Kedusha, for Beis HaKnesses. And that will be an interesting amud's worth of analysis of Hilchos, tzedakah, and hazmana. Then the Gemara going on to Amud Beis will get back into the Lashon HaMishnah when an individual makes a neder where he says Menuda Ani Lecha, and the Gemara on Amud Beis will get into the halachos of the expression of Nidui. Nidui is a form of excommunication. The Gemara will give us a couple of examples when there is a Chiyuv for Bezin to put someone in Nidui. So we're going to go from the usage of the word Nidui as a form of neder into the halachos of Cherem themselves, that Cherem being the colloquial expression of excommunicating somebody, which is called a Nidui. So let's pick up in the beginning of Zayin Amud Aleph. Yesh Yad L'Tzedakah, Ein Yad L'Tzedakah. Let's remind ourselves what a Yad is. Yad is a statement in which, according to the Ran in the beginning of our Masechta, the words seem to indicate it's a handle to the actual intended meaning, but it's not actually explicit. Gemara in a moment will give us an example of what that statement would be. Heichi dami, what exactly is this person's statement? Ilema de Omer hadin zuza litzadaka. He says this zuz is for tzedakah, vahadin nami, and this one as well. So in the context, when you hear "and this one as well," it's quite clear that this one means that you're saying that this one is also for tzedakah. However, even if we're going to say, it seems in the context, but he didn't spell out 100% that he's giving the other zuz for tzedakah as well. Nevertheless, the Gemara argues, ahi ahu tzedakah atzmahi. That is explicit tzedakah. If a person says, v'adin nami, that's considered explicit. That's not even a yad, that's stronger. Hadin nami is explicitly repeating what I wanted for the first zuz, I want for this one as well. Eloki going to Amar hadin. He just says, hadin zuza litztaka. This zuz is for tztaka and hadin. But he doesn't say hadin nami. V'loy Amar nami. Mai. Hadin nami tztaka kamar. Odilma mai vadin. Why do you say in this one too? Lafnu linafkusa ba'almaki amar. He meant to designate this second zuz, that I intend to expend this zuz, but not necessarily for tzedakah. Linafkusa ba'almaki amar. This one's going for tzedakah, and this one is going to go for something else. Belav dafka tzedakah. Vadil linafkusa ba'almaki amar. V'diburuhu delo aske. And he doesn't conclude which way he's going to use it. Mi aminan. So what are the two sides by tzedakah? Kiva the ishkish le karbonos. On the one hand, it's equated to karbonos dechsiv. When it comes to tzedakah, the beautiful pasuk says, Moitzeis vasecha tishma vesisa karsher nardarta, lashem elokecha, nidova asher dibarta beficha. And there, it's referring to tzedakah. Zot tzedakah. And we say, ma karbonos yesh lo yad, af tzedakah yesh lo yad. So, we see an equation in the pasuk. The pasuk says, to keep that which comes out of your mouth. And Chazal understand that beficha means tzedakah. Now, the first part of the pasuk, motzeis vasecha tishma vesisa kasher nedarta, that's referring to karbon. And if karbonos have a yad, so too does tzedakah. And therefore, if he just says vadein, then even though it's not explicit, nevertheless, we assume that's going litzdaka. Odilma labalta acher hu daskish. Maybe we say the pasuk in Dvarim Chav Gimel only means to equate tzedakah with karban vis-a-vis the prohibition of balta acher. However, for other things, so then in such a case, we say that it's not, we don't apply the rule of yad. Rabbi Kiva Egor in the Gilyon Hashas has a very straightforward ha'ara and introduces us to an important ran on yesterday's daf. On yesterday's daf, we had on the top of Vavam and Beis Rav Papa's shaila of whether there's Yad Likidushin. And the Ran explains that we don't learn out a Ma Matzinu Minadarim on the top of Vavam Abayz. The Ran there explains, because maybe Nadarim is more Chamur, that it only works with Dibur. In contrast to Kedushin, so there you need the Maisa and a Maisa of Nasinas Kedushin. And when it comes to a Maisa of Nasinas Kedushin, it seems that the Ran is saying that you would need something that's more explicit. If that's so, asks Rabbi Akiva Eger, so then what's the Gemara Shaila over here when it comes to Tzedakah? Tzedakah clearly works with Amira, and therefore you should be able to learn up out straight from Nadarim. So it's a kasha on the Ran's explanation of why would Kedushin be more Chamer. The Ran's words, just to explain the concept yesterday, that, and this the Achronim make a big deal about when discussing Kedushin, the Ran four lines from the top of Vavlam Abay said, Masha'enkin bid Kedushin, Shein Tzricheiz and Maisa Kesev Ashtar Obia. If that would be so, that Kedushin would be a Shaila, that maybe there is no Yad because it requires a more explicit declaration, in the sense that the declaration doesn't stand alone. It also requires an action where the guy puts the finger on her ring. So then in such a case, what's the Gemara Shaila by Tzedakah? Clearly, a statement of Tzedakah is binding with Amirah as well. Therefore, Rabbi Kiva Eger asks on the Ran. Either way, it is true that Tzedakah and Nedarim are a statement of Dibur, but the Gemara has a question of whether Tzedakah is equated with carbon and it has a yad, or do we say it's equated with carbon where only the tzad hashave is that both tzedakah and carbon have a prohibition of baal ta'acher? The Gemara follows up with a similar question. Yesh yad lehefker, oy dilma ein yad lehefker. Do we say that yad works for hefker or not? In other words, what happens if a person is mafkir the object? Let's take the exact same case of tzedakah, but put the word hefker in place of tzedakah. We had three lines from the top. Hadin zuza, instead of letzedakah, he says lehefker. Vahadein, he says this zuz goes to hefker, and this one. Analyzes the Gemara. What about that second zuz? Is that second zuz also hefker? Yesh yad hefker, odilma ein yad hefker. Hainu tzedakah, says the Gemara. Why should it be any different than tzedakah? And just like we say that by tzedakah we have a shayla, so too by hefker. Says the Gemara, imtim tzalomer komer. The question was based on imtim tzalomer. Imtim tzalomer yesh yad tzedakah. If you're going to say there is a yad to tzedakah, dein hekesh lemechza, that since we have a hekesh between carbon and tzedakah, based on the pasuk of dvarim chaf gimel, so then in such a case we say there isn't a hekesh halfway, and therefore just like by carbon there's a yad, so too when it comes to tzedakah. Hefker mi amrinan hainu tzedakah. This is a fascinating shaila. Is hefker like tzedakah? O dilma shani tzedakah de tzedakah lochazia elolanim. So the Gemara seems to be asking a fascinating conceptual question in regards to tzedakah. And that is tzedakah like hefker in the sense that what are you doing? You're making your money ownerless. You're rescinding your ownership of the money, and then it goes to the ani. In that way, it's similar to hefker. Or do we say it's different than tzedakah because tzedakah goes specifically to the ani? Aval hefker bein la'aniyim bein la'ashirim. But hefker is different because it goes to both the poor people as well as rich people. So that is the Gemara's shaila, conceptual shaila, whether the process of hefker is identical to tzedakah, and since there is a yad to tzedakah, so then in such a case, most definitely, there would be a yad for hefker because they're the exact same thing. Or do we say that it's unique because it goes to the aniyim when it comes to tzedakah, and hefker is to everybody? Tosis has a slightly different lashon, where Tosis says, "D'stam hefker b'shvil sheyizku b'aniyim." Tosis learns that in general, hefker is in order that we want the aniyim to take the money. Mark continues on the last narrow line, by Ravina, yesh yad lebeis hakisei olel. Is there a yad when it comes to the concept of Beis Hakisei? The Mefarish over here, which is referred to as Rashi, explains five lines into the narrow. Yesh yad the beis hakisei. Heched the lo yamar beferish to lahave beis hakisei. If a person didn't say explicitly that this area was a beis hakisei, mi have hazman of also lehispalaba. The Gemara is going to develop that a beis hakisei. We know it's prohibited to read Kriya Shema Midrabanan, Taisus adds. Minatayra is only in front of excrement itself, but Midrabanan, one is not allowed to read Kriya Shema in a Beis HaKisei, even if Midrabanan, even if there was a Hazmana, it was simply designated. What happens if there was an area designated, but there was a Yad? In other words, there's a formulation that was seen to indicate that he wanted that area as well to be a Beis HaKisei, but wasn't explicit. The Gemara gives spells us out exactly what the case is. It says in the first wide line, Hey Chidami, I leima da amra hadin beisei, lahave beis hakisei, vadin nami. If he says this area should be a beis hakisei and this area too, who beis hakisei nami havi? Even the second area, hadin nami, is considered explicit. Ella, exactly what we had done in regards to the zuz, three lines from the top of the Amud, Gemara repeats again. El kigain da amar vadin. He said vadin, v'loy amar nami, but he didn't say this also. My hadain da amar vadain nami beis hakisei. Does vadain mean this area should also be a beis hakisei? Odoma my vadain. He's saying, and this one too. This is the area for the beis hakisei. And this area? So he doesn't spell out what it is. It means the tashmisha ba'alma kamar, just for general usage. Michlal. So now the Gemara says, that's interesting, Shaila. However, there's an assumption over here that Ravina is making, says the Gemara, five lines into the wide on Zayin Amanaf. Michal, the Pshita Leila Ravina, the Yesh Zimun the Beis HaKisei. The Ravina is of the opinion that something has a halachic status of a Beis HaKisei by simply stating that you're doing that. Ask the Gemara, Vami Boy Leila Ravina. It was once presented as a Shaila to Ravina in Brachis Chavavam and Aleph and Shabbos Yudam and Aleph. His Minoy LeBeis HaKisei Mao. What happens if an area is designated as a Beis HaKisei? Is that considered a designation or not? His Minoy LeBeis HaMerchatz Mao. Zeman Mail? I ain't Zeman Mail. That was a Shaila. So all of a sudden, Ravina is asking about Yad. We're not even sure whether Zimun Beis HaKisei gives it a Din Beis HaKisei. Answers the Gemara, Ravina chada mi goy chada kami boile. Ravina was asking one Shaila within another. Zimun Meil? I ain't Zimun Meil. One Shaila was whether Zimun is effective. Imtim tzalayma yesh Zimun. And if you're going to say Zimun is effective, yesh yad o ein yad, ti boile. That was his Shaila of whether there is a Yad or not. We like to entitle, when we can, the shiur, the daf, and the halacha. So sometimes we have a halacha topic at the end of the daf. And here, aside from maybe if we have Bezer Hashem time to discuss, there are separate halacha topics. But here, the Ran himself on our daf discusses the halacha, and that is in regards to Yad. Says the Ran, let's see that Ran inside, eight lines from the top, Ule Inyan Halacha, says the Heligir Ran, Ule Inyan Halacha Bikidushin Akdinan Lechumra Diyesh Yad. So halacha lemaisa, we had a shailin kedushin on daf vav amid beis in nidarim, as well as on daf hey in kedushin if there is a yad. The kivan the bayin law of shita. So we have a shailin. What happens if the man marries the one woman and he says to the other woman vahadain? So then in such a case, it's not clear if he was explicitly giving it for kedushin. And since it's a shailin of a deraisa of an ashes ish, have a sveka deraisa of the chumra. So you go to Chumra in that case. What about a Yad by Tzedakah? So again, let's repeat that case once again. That he says, Hadin Zivza le Tzedakah. This Zuz will be the Tzedakah. Vadin, and also this Zuz. So it's not explicit that he's giving the second Zuz to Tzedakah, but there is a Yad over here. So the Rajba goes, the Chumra kimin the Salku beteka. Since it concludes with a Teku, V'chein kasa Ramban bel choysav, debayin the tzedakah of shita ba'adev, v'sugyan diyesh yad l'tzedakah, v'kaim alanami dekol teku diyisura l'chumra. So Ramban concludes, if it goes off as a bindel of shita, we go l'chumra, and he's got to give it to tzedakah. The Ran goes on to say there's another reason why we should go l'chumra, because our Gemara had an imtim tzalomar, And the Rambam has a rule, the Ran quotes, this is a collector's item, because the Ran says it explicitly, many times in the Yad HaChazaka, there is a discussion about the psak of a Rambam. In the case of Tim Salomar, here is a collector's item, the Ran Nedarim Dav Zayin, says that the Rambam will always paskin like the side of the Imtim Salomar. What we mean by that is the following, that our Gemara had said, Imtim Salomar, five lines before the wide, Yesh Yad L'Tzedakah, then we had a Shaila of Hefker. So the Rambam always paskins, claims the Ran, like that Imtim Salomar. So that's another reason to say, Yesh Yad Yitzedakah. However, the Ran says that's a good svara, but he doesn't like the first svara of the Ramban and the Rajba, and that is that Kol Teku Di Isura goes L'Chumra, and then the Ran goes off Kedarko B'Kodesh with his Yediyas Hatera, and begins to point out that not every Teku goes L'Chumra. So this becomes a collector's item in terms of studies of how we paskin after a teku. The Ramban and the Rajba seeming to say that after a teku we go to Chumra. The Ran himself is not convinced. Let's go back into the Gemara Menudani Lecha. We're quoting from the end of the Mishnah, Daf Beis Amid Aleph. If a person says Menudani Lecha, so Rabbi Akiva was Chaychech Lahachmir. He leaned Lechumra. Amar Abaye Maid Rabbi Akiva Lein Yemalkus She'ena Loke. In regards to Malkus, then you would not get Malkus in a case of Menuda Nilecha. What does that mean? In a case of Malkus, you would not get Malkus by Menuda. The question is, if he violated his neder, in such a case, would Rabbi Akiva go so far to get Malkus, that he's over Oyachel Devaro? So the answer to that question is no, because he was only leaning Lechunra. Deim Kain, Nisne Rabbi Akiva Machmir. If it was more explicit, that Rabbi Akiva was convinced that the even though it's a questionable halacha, but he came out l'chumra, then it should not say choychech l'achmir. Should be machmir. Amar Rav Papa, b'nidina minach, d'kulei alma d'asur. If a person said nidina mecha, so then in such a case everybody agrees that he's asur. Mishamta minach l'kulei alma shari. But if he says Mishamta, which is also a form of nidui, so let's just explain a little bit. The word nidui is the halachic expression for what's used today as a cherim. You're like a cherim to me. Now, a cherim is when a person is required, according to Bezdin, to dissociate from people. Now, there are different levels to the cherim. So says Rav Papa, when it comes to nidina mecha, that's aser. Shamta is also a form of cherim, but it's a lesser form. Mishamta minach l'kulei alma shari. In such a case, that's not strong enough to create an iser neder. The Rosh, explains, we have a beautiful parish of the Rosh in our Gemara, explains that the Lashon Shamta does not have a connotation of neder, and not a Lashon of nidui, and therefore the halacha would be that the fellow is permissible. B'mai Pligi analyzes the Gemara. What is the machlokis between the Tanakama and Rabbi Akiva? We learned that Rabbi Akiva was chochek lahachmir, but the Tanakama was not held lekula. So says the Gemara, B'mai Pligi, B'menuda ani lechad, Rabbi Akiva sar lishnan diniduyahu. Rabbi Akiva holds that has a lashon of nidui, and that's why he said that you cannot derive benefit from an individual if you say menuda nilcha. Rabbanan sari lishon de mishamtonahu, that he's saying the lashon of mishamta. Now mishamta means he's going to distance himself from him, but not that there is an iser neder. See, that's the question over here. A type of nidui distancing that takes place. The question is whether there's a connotation of neder. Says the Gemara three lines on top on Zayinim Ablaze. Upluga de Rav Chizda, and this is in disagreement with an instance that came to Rav Chizda. Dahu gavra da mishamta. There was an individual who said that he was making on himself a shamta, a type of nidui on the nechasim of the son of Rabbi Yirmiya. Also came to Rabbi Chizda, the shayla came from Rabbi Chizda. Amalei less the chashla lahai to Rabbi Akiva. No one is choshesh to the position of Rabbi Akiva. In other words, mishamtana might be a shayla according to Rav Chizda. However, Rav Chizda learns that Rabbi Akiva is choshesh for Shamtana, and the Rabbanan are not. So the Gemara explains, Kasavar,
So again, so Rav Chisda paskins it's not a problem because no one's choshesh for Rabbi Akiva Shita. Kasava, Rav Chisda must hold Bishamtana plea that the machlokes in Rabbi Akiva and the Rabbanan is in regards to Bishamtana and he's makel in regards to Shamtana. However, we did see, says the Gemara, that on the bottom of Zayin Amid Aleph, the Amoraim had assumed that Shamtana Likule Alma is Shari. However, says the Gemara, that is correct according to the opinion of Rav Papa. However, Rav Chisda disagrees with Rav Papa. The Gemara continues, Amrav Ila Amar Rav, Neduhu Bifanov, Ein Matirin Loi Ela Bifanov. Now the Gemara gets involved with the halachas of Charamim. If a nidui takes place, that the chachamim, now we're not talking about an individual that wants to make a neder on someone's object on himself, but there are times that Bezdin creates nidui, and that is an individual does bad things, and they say to him, if you're going to keep on doing these bad things, you're going to get in trouble. He keeps on doing the bad things, then they put him in nidui, then cherim. This might sound familiar to some of you, and now it makes sense by Hataras Nadarim. Ein kan nidui, v'loi cherim, v'loi shamta. All of these things, as our sugya discusses, has twofold to it. One is, there might be a lashon of neder in the context of nidui. We had Rabbi Akiva who's choychech lahachmir, and then we have a separate category, and that is Bezdin. These are halachos in Shulchan Aruch. Yardeh has simanim about this, about Bezdin putting someone in nidui because he's doing avera. So that's the second category that Rabbi Ila Amar Rav is discussing. Nido b'fanav ein matirin lei ela b'fanav. Nido shaloi b'fanav matirin lei bein b'fanav bein shaloi b'fanav. So we have these halachic categories. Nidui, if Bezdin called the guy in, and they gave him a cherim in his face, so then the way the nidui could only be undone by Bezdin is bifanav. However, the nidui was done shalob bifanav, then it could be done shalob bifanav as well. The Gemara gives examples of nidui. Amarav, chanin amarav, a tragic case. Hashemeh haskaras hashem epi chavera. If Reuven hears someone using the shem Hashem uselessly in front of him, he's got to put in a nidui in the spot. V'mloi nidu hu atzmo yeh benidui. And if Reuven doesn't put Shimon in nidui, then Bezdin will put Reuven nidui. He has to make a bacha. Shekol mokum shaskaras Hashem mitzuya sham anius mitzuya. Anybody that uses the Shem Hashem superfluously, then that brings poverty. V'anius kimisa. And anius is considered like death. So this is a famous expression. Its source is Nadarim Zayin Amabez, as well as Samach Dalad Amabez and Avodah Zara. Hey, and that is that Anius is considered like death. Shenemar Kimesu Kol Anoshim, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe Rabbeinu, we could go back to Mitzrayim, Kimesu Kol Anoshim. Now they didn't die, thus an Avir man had died, but now they were oppressed and they were poor. So since we know that Misa is like Anius, so that's the pshat in when HaKadosh Baruch Hu say, Kimesu HaKol HaNoshim, V'tanya Kol Mokim Shenaschu Chachamim, Ei Misa Ei Eini. And whenever the Chachamim say, this is a bad thing, like an example, the Yush of Haskar Hashem, that immediately they say that there's a requirement of Nidui, either there's death or Oni. Alternatively, you could learn pshat in our Gemara, that this is another raya, that Anius and Misa are the same thing, that we see either there's Anius or Misa, that they're almost interchangeable. Gemara continues with another example. On the last narrow line, Zainam Abezam Rabbi Abba of the Kamino, Kamei de Rav Huna. I was in front of Rav Huna. Shama lahachisa de afkasar sashem levatola. He heard a woman use the shem Hashem levatola shamta. He put her in nidui visharala la alter bapa. And then he first put her in nidui, and then he was said, and now I'm undoing the nidui. Shma mino tlas. And we see from these actions of Rav Huna three things. Shma mino Hashem yazkar Hashem pi chaveiroi tzarech lanadoisei. Number one, if you hear the Shem Hashem from a person, you have to put him in nidui. V'shama mino nidui b'fanav ematim lai b'fanav. And he was makbid to undo the nidui in front of her, because otherwise you can't undo the nidui except if it's in front of her. Ushma mino ein be nidui la'afara. And we also see that there is no difference between the hanidui and hafara velo klum. What does that mean? Let's take a look at the mefarish, which is referred to as Rashi. It's not Rashi. Five lines from the bottom. Ein benidu la'afar v'lo klum. De'lo tzarech lios yem o yomayim benidui. De'al alter sharila. It doesn't need a gap of time. That just like when it comes to hafara, if a husband hears his wife's nether, he could be made for immediately. So too, if a person is put into nidui, the dayanim could decide to undo the nidui immediately. Now Rav Gidol Amar Rav has a fascinating halacha. Amar Rav Gidol Amar Rav, Talmud Chacham Anad Latzmei, U'meifer Latzmei. A Talmud Chacham could put himself in nidui and be meifer his own nidui. Says Gemara Pshita. That's Pashut, that he could be made for his own nidui. Says Gemara Maud Seima Ein Chavush Matir Atzma Mi Beis Asurim. I would say that Hal Pi Halacha, it's like a prisoner. A prisoner can't free himself from a prison. The keys are by the guard. So I might say that once he put himself in prison, he can't undo it. Kamash Malan. So the Chiddush is that that is not so. Hey Chidami, what's an example of a Talmud Chacham that did that? Ki Adam Ar Zutra Chasidah Ki Michayev Mar Bei Rav Shamta Mishamis Nafshei Bereisha V'Hadar Mishamis Bar Bei Rav. That when it came to someone in the Beis Medrash that required Nidui, first Mar Zutra would put himself in Nidui, and then the next person will go into Nidui. The Rush gives a beautiful explanation, three lines from the bottom in the edition that is in front of me, towards the end of the Rush in the Pirish on our daf. Dimishum kvoda Torah yekosha bein of lanadoso. That you don't stop put down a Talmud Chacham who's sitting in the base medrash even when he made a mistake. So Mar Zutra showed what a heavy matter it was that he put himself first into Nidui as well. And the Gemara concludes, our Amud v'chi ayil lebeisei shari l'nafshe v'hadir shari le. And then when he went home, so then he was matir his nidui because he didn't want to burden his family. I have a maserah from Ramesha Feinstein, from my uncle Rabbi Yehuda Summers, my wife's uncle, that one does not put a chumrah on one's wife and children. This become major chumrah. They're not allowed to derive any benefit from him when he's a nidui. So he would undo that nidui. Vahadur sharilei, and he would also make himself, aside from making himself mutter, he would also make the other Talmud Chacham mutter as well. So on the one hand, you see this beautiful sensitivity for Mar Zutra. He needed to make a macha, but he would put himself in this position. I would like to add, conclude the Daf Yomi with a beautiful Marim Makom. This is a source that I've read of Talmidei Chachamim, and I've seen an effect of Bezer Hashem with my own children, is when a Talmud Chacham had to punish his own child. So let's say he said, you know, a child misbehaves at the Shabbos table, so no dessert for the child. So the Talmud Chacham would also not take for himself. That if his child was punished, so he would also put himself in that punishment as well, to show that he gave chashivas to the punishment, and he would himself put himself into that matzav, to show that there wasn't any act, chas v'chalila, of vengeance, and to emphasize the kavod of the child, as well as lahavdil, kvod hatorah. This Beis Hashem concludes Dav Zayin in Maseches Nedarim.